Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Today we're talking about acceptance. Acceptance may seem like a given in your family. Of course you accept your children. You accept all your children, your bio kids, your adopted kids, stepkids. That should be just a given, right? Let's look at the example of marriage. The old joke is that the husband says, "I told her I loved her on the day we got married. She should know. I shouldn't have to ever tell her again." Well, that's just a joke, and we know that's wrong. We know that's not accurate. We understand that we have to continue building that marriage relationship with our spouses and continue nurturing the relationship if it is to be healthy and thriving, that is. The same goes for our kids. And you all know this, but we often have some hurdles to break through, especially in our non-traditional adoptive families. Some walls, if you will, because our children who were not born to us have already had experiences that have taught them not to trust that the love, the acceptance, that it's not guaranteed to last. And so they may feel belonging and acceptance on one day, and even by that afternoon, they don't feel accepted, or they are misinterpreting something as proving that they're not. It's those underlying feelings of acceptance, or rather non-acceptance, which is really in effect rejection, that feeling of not being accepted or of being vulnerable to losing their acceptance, that can be a pervasive problem, sometimes hiding under the surface, and it can be long-term. So it's important for all of our children to build up their belief about their belonging and ongoing acceptance in our point of view and in our families. What steps can you and I take to reinforce that belief, their belief in their acceptance and belonging whenever there is something that we clash about, or whenever there's a correction, an instruction, or an expectation that may be unmet, or just family gets busy and they may feel overlooked? How can we bring it to the forefront again and again that those things do not diminish our acceptance of them and their belonging in our families and in our lives as beloved children? I'm not claiming to know all the answers or to have done this well myself over the years. I definitely haven't always done it very well. And I think we as parents can sometimes overlook this deep ongoing need. I know I have. This need for belonging and acceptance. I know it's there. We all do. But the need for it to be reinforced overtly and just feel like acceptance is understood. We go on assuming that it's a given, just like the dude in the bad marriage joke. So I want us to recognize the risks of feeling unaccepted, rejected, and left out in our families for our children. You may even feel that way yourself at times. Well, use that. Use that to your advantage to recognize that in your children as well. I've learned that acceptance is not a given in our relationships and our families, and it's not always just understood. So if you're tracking with me this far, to recognize that it's not a given with your adopted children or stepchildren, then I want you to branch out from there. And I want you to recognize with me that even your biological children, if you have them, children who were born to you, who have a history of acceptance and belonging from birth or before birth with you, and who, quote, should know that they are 100% unconditionally loved and accepted by you, recognize that they are also vulnerable to the risk of feeling unaccepted, rejected, left out. This may be partly because they recognize on some level that if it could happen to their siblings in their former family, it could happen to them. They're now living with the reality of the history of their brother or sister's broken former family up close and personal. I know I was either unaware or just overlooked the fact that our biological children can also be very susceptible to this kind of vulnerability of feeling unaccepted or less accepted by me as their mom, in their families, in our family. When we become an adoptive family, a blended family, we interject this type of vulnerability to uncertainty and doubts around our acceptance, not only with the new children, but with our biological children as well. So I invite you to brainstorm ways that we can encourage and reinforce the belonging and acceptance in our children, in our families, and in our relationships one-on-one. It can be harder once they're older and out of your house. My devotional this morning was talking about acceptance and gave the example of who else but Jesus, Jesus Christ. You're familiar with the way Jesus and his disciples were. You can refresh your memory with a quick read-through of the Bible book of Mark. Also, I thought of the Chosen series, the TV series that portrays Jesus with his disciples. Jesus would have had reason to get frustrated with the disciples. He would have reason to be disappointed. He would have reason to feel rejected by his own disciples, at times feeling like they weren't obeying, that they were denying him, that they had turned against him and may not even love him at all. They were not believing Jesus, and they were not trusting him at times, even after living with him, seeing miracle after miracle, even after receiving such amazing insights into who he was, they still had trouble at times. Trouble believing him, believing in him, following him, and obeying him. And so you'd think that even with Judas, the one who would ultimately betray him, Jesus knew what was going to happen. He knew what was in his heart, and he knew how Judas would betray him. And also he knew that Peter would deny him not once, but three times, and he even warned Peter about this. But yet, Jesus did not reject him. Jesus did not reject Peter or Judas or any of the disciples. Jesus accepted them. Jesus continued to accept them. Receiving that acceptance now was another matter. That was on the disciples, and that is on us as individuals. So it was not just a one-time, okay, you're in the group now, that's it, sink or swim. It was, yes, you're in, and you continue to be in my inner circle. You continue to be my friend. You continue to be accepted, and I continue to be there for you. And it was an ongoing thing that Jesus continued to accept them. I think that if we, as parents, view acceptance in our families more as an ongoing process versus just a one-time thing or something that we reiterate every once in a while when the need arises, I think if we view acceptance as an ongoing process of building belief in and receipt of their acceptance, their feelings of being accepted, it will go a long way toward balancing these other A's, autonomy and accountability, that we've been talking about in other episodes. When you understand their need for autonomy and you build belief into their need for acceptance, that lays a foundation for relational resilience when accountability issues arise. We'll get into accountability next time. So I'm curious to know what you think about these issues on autonomy, on acceptance, and yes, on accountability, and how these three play together. So let me know, and as always, keep growing, keep learning, and keep loving. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.